It's middays with Mannix and Mannix, Jeff and Taylor back on the microphones. Another thank you to Chris Smith from MassLive.com for joining us to preview Red Sox Yankees today from New York. Now it's time to shift gears as one of the hotter teams around the region in Division III football is here in Southern Maine. The University of New England Nor'easters have started their campaign 4-0. They won their Conference of New England opener against Western New England in Biddeford at Blue Storm Stadium 37-31 over the weekend, so they're now 1-0 in conference as well. We are joined by the head coach of the UNE Nor'easters, Mike Licton. Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us again, man. How are you?
I'm well. I appreciate you guys having me.
Happy to have you on here, and you are off to one of the better starts your program has seen so far now at four wins and no losses through the first four. It's been a good start to the season. One overtime victory right at the start, now one close one, a couple convincing wins in there as well. Tell us what's working in the early portion of the season here for the Nor'easters.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We've had a little bit of everything in our first four. Played some really good teams, and our players have found ways to make plays when it matters. We have a great group, as I'm sure you can tell, and it's been a lot of fun thus far. Doing some things well in all three phases. You know, we've won games by scoring a lot of points. We've won games by keeping people off the scoreboard, and most recently we had some explosive plays on special teams. So finding ways to win in a variety of ways, seems to be the recipe right now.
Yeah, you mentioned special teams. That obviously had a big role in your game this past weekend. Incredible to see that previously you guys were 0-6 all time against this Golden Bears team. It must have felt really good, Coach, to get that win this weekend and have, as you mentioned, special teams be such a key to those victories.
Yeah, we play in a tough conference. Each team is prepared really well. Western New England is no exception. You know, they've done a great job for a long time. To win at home, to start the conference 1-0 against a really tough team, and to win in a manner where all three phases really mattered, and then special teams putting us over the top in critical scenarios, you know, it's a good feeling and a good start. Getting that off that 0-6 streak is a good feeling.
Did Damian Jones need a little bit of help getting off the field after that 95-yard run, or was he ready to go right after that, Coach? Because 95-yard kickoff returns are – I even see it the pros. Those guys are out of breath too. Damian must have been a little gassed after that one, but happy with his teammates, huh?
Yeah, Damian's a warrior like the rest of our guys, and he never turns it down. You know, he's had a great career thus far and having a good season as well. He had a punt return called back in a previous game. I think he was more tired after that, having to do it twice in a row after it got called back on a penalty. But glad this one against Western counted and stayed on the scoreboard.
Absolutely. And two of your players have been singled out for Player of the Week honors here by the Conference of New England. Defensive back Spencer Shirk is the Defensive Player of the Week, while the Special Teams Player of the Week is Tegan Jeremy. Must be nice to see players rewarded for their hard work with individual recognition like this from the conference.
Yeah, we have a saying that you know, we use each time we're victorious as a program. You know, through team success, there will be individual recognition. That's when it occurs. So, having gotten our first four games done, you know, we've had an opportunity to kind of highlight some guys individually, you know, when they've earned it. And Spencer and Tegan are no exception. They've been great, very active players and guys who have contributed in a variety of ways. And in previous weeks, we've had, specialists highlighted, offensive and defensive guys highlighted. So you know, when the team is playing well and when the team is, you know, has victory at the end of the day, you get a chance for individual guys to get a little spotlight, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, and Coach, it's interesting too, just looking at the roster, kids from all over, right? You have Maine, you have Mass, you have even all over the country. How is it for you, and what are some of the challenges in bringing guys all together like that here at UNE and in a smaller school setting?
Yeah, we are well represented, obviously, in Maine and of course, throughout New England. But the type of school we are, you know, our academic profile and our setting and just kind of our community, you know, we have a great community of people here. It attracts people from all over the country, all over the world to come and study and in our case, play. And, you know, that's something we're proud of. We got great people here, guys from the Midwest, California, Colorado, Minnesota, obviously everywhere in the Northeast. And, you know, they all come here for the same reasons, to get a great education and play, you know, this great game of football and be a part of a community and a family that they're really proud of. So we take pride in attracting guys from everywhere, and our job is to make sure we have the right people in our program to continue to build what we've started upon.
Absolutely, and I'd have to guess you're feeling pretty good about where things are, as you know, you played those three non-conference games at the start of the season. You've won the first conference game. It is all conference the rest of the way here. Do you kind of like the way the schedule did set itself up, as, you know, we want to challenge ourselves a little bit out of conference to prepare ourselves for the games that are really going to matter?
I think playing tough teams out of the conference is important. You know, we play in a very tough league, you know, with our last seven games. But to get ourselves prepared for that, you know, you have to face some teams who are prepared to give you a challenge. You know, we have done that. You know, Coast Guard has put up incredible numbers this year on offense, and they did so against us as well. We found a way to win that game at the end. WPI is a perennial powerhouse out of the new MAC conference. They've done a great job over the years. And then on the road in Vermont is not an easy thing. And Castleton, or VTSU Castleton, is a well-prepared team out of the NJAC. So, you know, those games are critical. It gives the kids an opportunity to experience some different things, different opponents. But at the end of the day, winning conference games is critical and really, you know, what's going to define your season. So, the schedule has been challenging, and it gets harder as we go. But, you know, I think those first 3 weeks are pretty important to get yourselves in a good position to compete.
Yeah, and you mentioned those tough games coming up, Coach. Obviously, this weekend it feels like it gets started. You also go to Castine October 17th on a Friday on the road after that. And then, of course, the fifth annual Lobster Trap game on October 25th in Biddeford against Husson. So two in-state opponents, but more importantly, this coming week against Endicott, the goals there. It's a trip against the four-time defending Conference of New England champions. This, I'm sure on the inside, you guys are itching to get on the field for this opportunity to play a team like this, to really see where you guys are at. Is that how you guys see it, Coach, is a big-time opportunity for this program?
Yeah, I think when you have 10 games on your schedule and seven of them are within the conference, you know, every game's a big game. You got to be ready to play every week. There are no easy moments or light opponents. Everything is a tough fight. So we aim to be really prepared for whoever's in front of us on every Friday or Saturday, you know, and trying to continue to play good football and improve upon the areas that are really critical to creating wins. You know, that's where we need to be focused. We really have to spend our time locked in on what we control and who we are and focus on us as a program. And then, you know, when it's time to perform, at the end of each week, we just try and put our best foot forward in all three phases. And if we can do that, if we can stick to our system, if we can believe in our own process, we will be fine. And, you know, our work's cut out for us each week. And we know that, and we just got to continue to stack good days on top of each other.
joined by Mike Licton, the head coach of the University of New England Nor'easters football team. Again, off to a 4-0 start, 1-0 in Conference of New England play. And you're not going to have another home game here until the end of October. But I have been to a UNE home football game before. It's been a few years, but I really was blown away by the atmosphere at those games. Tell me, you know, from your perspective, being on the sidelines, what it's like to have the type of atmosphere you guys have developed at Blue Storm Stadium and the support that the program has there on that campus.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on it, because I do think our atmosphere here, our community support, both in Southern Maine and right on campus, is second to none. I really enjoy the energy and atmosphere that we are lucky enough to play in when we do play on the blue turf here in Biddeford. You know, our families, our alumni, albeit young and new alumni, are just incredible supporters. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to build this thing from the ground up in this short amount of time. Every step of the way, the support has been unwavering and completely committed. And we're fortunate because it's yielded some incredible results and moments for our players and coaches. So, yeah, our atmosphere here is something we're very proud of. It improves and builds and develops each year. And, you know, we sell out our tailgate. We pack our stadium, and people enjoy watching us play. And I think that speaks to, you know, the level our guys compete at, as well as, you know, just their appreciation of football and their appreciation of trying to do things the right way. And that's the atmosphere we're fortunate enough to function in.
Yeah, you mentioned the tailgate. It really is second to none. When I've gone down and broadcasted games, it feels like sometimes I'm back on the UMaine campus, and I'm not kidding. It's that same type of vibe, and to have that in Biddeford for a UND football game is incredible, Coach, and it's definitely something special you guys have down there. And that's where I kind of want to take, because you've been there now for six seasons. What has been, you think, one of the biggest things of growth, or the biggest piece of growth so far in the program that you've seen in your time there in a positive way?
Yeah, I think just our expectations of ourselves, you know, and how they've developed. You know, we have a great system in terms of how we approach everything we do. You know, the way our guys train, the way they eat, the way they hold themselves to a high standard academically, how they want to serve their community. It all translates to trying to produce really positive moments on the football field, you know, and they have to go hand in hand. It's a holistic experience here. It's not just about playing games or practicing. It's about how you live your life and how you promote yourself as an individual and as a team, and how you prepare yourself for the next step after you leave UNE. So I think we've kept those things in mind, and the program has, you know, matured, and our players have become completely committed, and that has yielded some really special things. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're proud of is our willingness to stick to our plan and stick to the process that we laid out even before I had the job when I interviewed, and the role everybody has played within that vision. And now we're seeing some additional positive results, not just on the field, but in the way we graduate, you know, the jobs our guys get when they leave here, how they've interacted and built with their own families, their connection to this place after they're done. You know, all those things are points of pride for us. And, you know, winning is important, and winning is a part of the end of a long equation, but I think we've got the other stuff right in line as well, and that's really been critical to maturing and developing as a program.
Mike Licton, again, is the head coach of the University of New England Nor'easters football team, 4-0 to start the 2025 season, 1-0 in Conference of New England. They'll be at Endicott this weekend playing in Beverly, Massachusetts, Saturday at noon. Next chance to see him in Biddeford, Saturday, October 25th at 1 o'clock against Husson for their homecoming and the fifth annual Lobster Trap game. Coach Licton, we always enjoy talking to you. Thanks so much for being here once again. Good luck to your Nor'easters the rest of the way. We'll be following along.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You got it. Again, Mike Licton, head coach of the UNE Nor'easters football team. We'll be right back. Hour number two, we'll conclude with your phone calls next. It's Middays with Mannix and Mannix.